Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The progressive left embarrassed in yesterday's election. Republicans win the governorships of Virginia and perhaps in deep blue New Jersey. The police win big in Minneapolis. The socialist running for mayor in Buffalo is waxed. Now, I'll explain the importance of it all in the message of the day. But first, voters in Virginia rejecting Terry McAuliffe, Glenn Youngkin beating McAuliffe 51-49. Joe Biden carried the Commonwealth by double digits exactly 1 year ago. The last time a Republican won the governorship in Virginia, 2009. It's a toss-up in Jersey, and they are having trouble counting the votes there. Too close to call with 97% already counted, but 100% should be. Republican Jack Cittarelli holds a slight lead over incumbent Phil Murphy, only about 1,500 votes right now. Minneapolis choosing to save the police department, 56% opting to keep the cops instead of replacing them with a Department of Public Safety, which would be a safety disaster. In Buffalo, New York, despite support from Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, India Walton, the socialist candidate for mayor, got murdered by incumbent Byron Brown, who was a write-in candidate because Ms. Walton beat him in a primary earlier this year. All in all, very bad day for the progressive left. A key board at the CDC endorsing COVID shots for kids between the ages of 5 and 11. The decision means 28 million children will be eligible for the vax as early as this coming weekend. The approval only applies to Pfizer. Clinical trials from Moderna and J&J are still being tested. Polls show parents split on whether to allow their urchins to get the vaccine. A report from the University of California at San Francisco says the average child stares at a digital device, ready, 8 hours a day. And that can cause all kinds of health problems, including obesity, poor eyesight, mental problems like anxiety and depression. Watch your kids, please. In a moment, I will analyze yesterday's debacle for the far left. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Progressives and President Biden humiliated at the polls yesterday. Two primary reasons. Number one, the far left despises America in general, and Joe Biden is their puppet. It's obvious in everything, from socialistic economics to critical race theory. Now, most Americans love their country and do not want radical change. They do not believe whites are brutalizing blacks. They do not believe police in general are evil. the left itself constantly disrespects traditional Americans, like me. I am insulted when a person on the left calls me a racist just because I have white skin. And then the president, Joe Biden, goes out and says American society is, quote, systemically racist. That is insulting. And a lot of people absorb that. They may not be able to articulate it as far as I just did, but they don't like it. Second reason the progressives lost big yesterday. Joe Biden's terrible policies are now in your house. You are paying more for the essentials of life. And of course, so am I. But this is about you, the voter. And Mr. Biden has no solutions to the incredible danger coming from the southern border. The open border policy is a disaster for every single American. And now we have supply chain problems. Why weren't these anticipated? Why did we not get out in front of those supply chain problems? Because President Biden is incompetent. And I don't say this in any party way. He's a disaster. I'm a simple man. I have one simple question. Give me one Biden policy, just one, that has improved the United States of America. Even Americans who believe in global warming and a massive amount of money to combat that, even those folks have to know that if China, India, Russia, Saudi Arabia don't cooperate in the worldwide climate change effort, it goes nowhere. So you damage your own economy for a dream? That's what Biden is putting out there. So all in all, again, two reasons, the far left insulting traditional Americans and Joe Biden being incompetent. Voters get that. And they went to the polls. The Commonwealth of Virginia is shocking. But if the progressives think it's bad now, wait till a year from now, the midterms. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And in a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 64 years ago today, a stray dog from the streets of Moscow was launched into space. She would be the first animal to orbit the Earth. Here is the sad story of Laika, the Soviet space dog. The three-year-old husky was selected because of her size and good health. At the time, little was known about the impact of space flight on living creatures. Engineers thought placing animals in orbit was a necessary precursor to humans. After the successful launch of Sputnik by the Soviet Union, October 1957, Nikita Khrushchev demanded another flight to honor the 40th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. So Laika was selected to head to space. Now, to adapt, the pooch had to be confined because Sputnik 2 was very small. So she was routinely kept in smaller and smaller cages for weeks. Very cruel. Some of those cages as tiny as 3 square feet. On November 3rd, the dog was fitted with health monitors that would beam her status back to Earth. Before being loaded onto the rocket, Soviet scientists kissed her on the nose, saying, quote, "The flying dog is a sacrifice to science, going on a one-way mission to the stars." That signaled that Laika would not be coming back. During the launch, the dog's heart rate skyrocketed to 240 beats per minute. Her breathing was extremely erratic. After 6 hours, no signs of life were detected aboard Sputnik 2. Researchers believe the canine died from overheating and asphyxiation. According to the very dishonest Soviet press, the dog survived for 7 days and enjoyed the ride. She reportedly passed away after being mechanically fed poison. But of course, that was not true. Laika suffered, and that was a shame. And here's something else you might not know. The space dog remains a national hero in Russia. Those wishing to pay their respects can visit the canine's official memorial in Moscow. Russians traditionally place flowers at the statue today, November 3rd. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.